Hey, what's up, guys? First and foremost, thank you. OCD Straight Talk's got almost 85,000 listens and is rated in the top 2.5% of podcasts globally by listennotes.com. I get messages from listeners all around the world sharing their anxiety experiences and thanking me for the podcast. And as I often say to you, it's a privilege, man, to be one of the voices in your life, helping you to make sense of your symptoms and to not only identify the next step, but to understand the general strategy to start to feel better. Over the years I've been doing OCD Straight Talk, a lot of listeners have reached out and asked, hey, would you treat my anxiety disorder or OCD? It never gets old. I'm always honored to receive this kind of message from listeners. But the truth of the matter is, for licensing and logistical reasons, I can't treat everybody. But hang on, what if there were a way for you to treat yourself? Maybe you say, well, that's weird. I'm not a therapist. And I'm not necessarily saying the idea's not weird, but I think innovation often has a way of feeling weird at first. I might argue, in fact, that if an idea doesn't feel weird, maybe that's because it's already a proven concept and it's not actually all that innovative. One of the things that I've learned through treating hundreds and hundreds of people over years of time is that at the end of the day, the idea of a good therapist matters a lot less than the proven process of an effective treatment. In fact, nowadays, with the advantage of evidence-based psychotherapies, a good therapist is really nothing more than somebody who's trained in and experienced with therapeutically proven shit. Something else I've learned is that my role in therapy centers a lot more on teaching a pretty specific skill set to people who are trying to get better than it does on the nature of a therapeutic dialogue about unconscious wounds or irrational thoughts. We've all learned very real skills from listening to podcasts or watching YouTube videos. Many of us have engaged in asynchronous learning and earned degrees by reading books and writing papers and watching pre-recorded lectures. In psychotherapy for anxiety disorders and OCD, the most powerful person in the room is the patient. He or she alone has the ability to change behavioral choices and to reduce the severity of symptoms. The patient just needs to be told what to do and taught how to do it. And maybe that's why OCD Straight Talk's been successful, because I explain in simple and no bullshit terms what you need to do to get better. The question then becomes, are you going to do it? Which brings us back to the question of, what if there were a way for you to treat yourself? Starting today, the podcast is launching OCD Straight Talk's subscriber content. The intent is to help people help themselves. It's to equip users with knowledge and skills and to walk them through the essential aspects of the same evidence-based treatment process that's used by anxiety disorders and OCD treatment specialists in traditional therapeutic settings today, but to do so without the direct involvement of a psychotherapist. If you've appreciated what I've been doing, I hope you'll give it a shot. Subscribe to OCD Straight Talk for less than $5 a month. Let me help you help yourself.